Baseball playoffs don't get much better than this. Tonight in the Bronx, an epic Game 7 between the New York Yankees and the Boston Red Sox is underway. The Sox won three straight to force this decisive game of the American League Championship Series. And in St. Louis, it took the Cardinals 12 innings to beat the Houston Astros. Just about a half hour ago, Jim Edmonds hit a towering two-run homer, giving St. Louis the win and sending the National League Championship Series to a seventh game. With us to talk about that game is John McClain. He's a sports writer for the Houston Chronicle. John, my condolences, I should say.
Well, Michelle, in this case, there is a tomorrow.
Well, like the Red Sox, the Astros have pushed back in this series. They couldn't get it done tonight, but it's still quite a game.
The Astros were down 2-0. Everybody wrote them off. The Cardinals had the best record in baseball this season. The Astros won three in a row at Minute Maid Park, where they've been almost invincible since early August. And now they're back to Busch Stadium for the seventh and decisive game. This is the farthest the Astros have ever gotten, Michelle, in the baseball playoffs. And they're coming back with their ace, Roger Clemens.
And what are you looking for in Game 7?
I think the Cardinals, because they had the best record and they are the best team, they should be favored. Jeff Sapan has won 16 games in the regular season. He's 1-1 in the playoffs. He's well-rested. Their bullpen, like Houston's bullpen, has been beat up. But the difference is the Cardinals are much deeper. If one of these pitchers goes seven innings, he's got a chance to win a game and advance to the World Series.
Now, you mentioned Roger Clemens. There's something interesting here. No matter who wins in the American League, there'll be a dose of bitter irony if Houston indeed pulls this off. Either the Yankees or the Red Sox would then face Roger Clemens. Imagine that.
Roger Clemens is 42 years old, and he probably would not be under more pressure at any point in his career than he will be if he were to take the mound at Yankee Stadium or Fenway Park. He left the Yankees with a lot of respect. He left the Red Sox with a lot of bitterness. I would imagine he would rather beat the Red Sox.
Now, Houston is a bit of an underdog in this series, but do I have this right? Houston has had big league baseball longer than any city without hosting a World Series, much less winning one. 43 years and running.
You got that right, Michelle. That's 43 years, and they've never gotten beyond the first round of the playoffs until this season when they beat Atlanta when they were down 2-0. A lot of people wrote them off. They came storming back. They've got a lot of good stories, even though most of the country is focused on the Red Sox and the Yankees, and deservedly so. Those who have missed out on the Cardinals, Astros have missed one heck of a series.
Well, hope still lives in this city. What would this mean for Houston?
It means that the value of the franchise has gone up considerably. They have a lot of their top players, Carlos Beltran, Roger Clemens, Lance Berkman, Roy Oswalt, who have to be re-signed. It's going to cost the owner, Drake McLean, a lot of money. It's for the Cardinals. The Cardinals, you know, first-class organization in a baseball-mad city. Cardinals won more games than any team in baseball. They've also won more World Series than any team outside of the New York Yankees. So either way, the network should be very happy because they're going to have great storylines against the Yankees or the Red Sox from the National League.
And there's been some great baseball in this National League series. I'm wondering, though, do you feel a bit overshadowed by that legendary rivalry on the East Coast?
Definitely overshadowed, Michelle, but no complaints about that. Nobody in Houston or St. Louis could complain because history is being made in the Bronx tonight. The Yankees will either blow the biggest lead in history and be the biggest baseball chokers in history, and the Red Sox will have a shot to get rid of the curse of the Bambino and win their first series since 1918, or the Red Sox will go down swinging and the Yankees will advance to another World Series.
And no matter what happens, it seems that everyone wins because this is some mighty good baseball.
You can't beat it, Michelle. It's been like today is the second game in a row in the National League Championship Series in which we've had walk-off home runs. It hadn't happened once since 1986.
Thanks, John. Good to talk to you.
My pleasure. Thank you.
John McClain is a sports writer for the Houston Chronicle.